Nate, very confused as I scream profanities during my attempt at playing Wordle in the commercial break. Very stupid guesses by me in the first two rounds, so we'll move on from that in the next segment. But I'd like to mention that Sports Radio 810 WHB is your home. First of all, your home for me. It's my home, and I love it. Let me put my feet up and relax. Second of all, it's home all weekend for the NFL playoffs. Saturday, how about a doubleheader? You ever heard of that one, Stan? Sure you have. Bengals Raiders, 3:30. Nate, hand me that bag real quick. All right, thank you. I'll be once again rooting for the Raiders.
It's a good thing we keep air sickness bags in the front seat pockets here.
Thank you,
that's the radio station.
Oh, okay. Sorry. When did I have corn? 3:30. Bengals Raiders at 3:30. And then I'll be rooting for the Pats to beat the Bills at 7:15. Then on Sunday, Chiefs pregame begins at midnight. And that's really when Jake begins at midnight. Most people begin their day at 5, 6, 7 a.m. Jake begins his day at midnight with a ritual. He just walks with bare feet on the grass in the back to connect himself to the earth. He's very grounded. He'll do that at midnight. That's when Chiefs pregame starts at midnight. Then Bucks and Eagles at noon. Cowboys and 49ers at 3:30, and then, of course, Chiefs postgame immediately following Chiefs and Steelers, and then don't forget Monday Night Football playoff action between the Rams and the Cardinals. All that and more this weekend, your radio home of the NFL playoffs, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now, let's talk to, we have back-to-back Chiefs Hall of Famers coming up in this hour. Later on, we'll talk to Tim Grunhard. But first, we have our good friend Duron Cherry on the line. Duron, good morning. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How you doing?
Doing very well. Very excited for the Sunday night matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs beat the Steelers a couple of weeks ago, 36-10. But, yep. You know, I expect the Steelers to be more competitive. I expect this to be a closer game, at least in the first half. I do think the Chiefs will pull away eventually. What do you think? How much can you take away from that game that took place week 16 and apply it to what might happen on Sunday night?
You can't apply it. This is a different season. This is a new season. You know, in the regular season, you get to wake up the next day and you get to prepare for another team, providing it's not the last game of the season. This is the playoffs. You don't get to wake up the next day and prepare for another team if you lose. Your season is over. So this is entirely a different scenario. And I expect a close game. I think the Chiefs will pull away. But, you know, after that first meeting, Mike Tomlin, he'll have his football team ready. They'll be physical. They'll be ready to play. And you know, I hope that this Chiefs team is ready to go and get after them.
What you mentioned Mike Tomlin, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on him as a coach overall, and why do you think he's been able to be so consistently competitive year after year in a league where that's almost impossible to do?
Well, because he's a true leader of men. And when you have a coach like that that has a demanding presence, you know, you look at that football team and you see guys not giving up. You see guys playing hard. They're physical. I mean, that's a statement on your head coach. And, you know, he's been consistently able to do that throughout the course of his career. And so that's what you know, when you look at coaches like that, that's one of the ingredients you look for in a head coach. How consistent is he over time? How does his players respond to him when there's adversity? And his history has been that those players respond to him. So they look at this situation as an adverse situation, and he'll have them ready to play on Sunday night, I guarantee you.
The other question is, does Ben Roethlisberger have another good performance in him, because he is not, even though they've won three of their last four, it hasn't been because of the passing game. It hasn't been because of him. He's not close to what he was, like even the last time the Steelers and Chiefs played in the playoffs when the Steelers won 18-16. Do you think he has another vintage performance in him, or are they going to have just to overcome Ben Roethlisberger and what he is now as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think you got to overcome that, but let's face it, Ben Roethlisberger, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you know he has pride in himself, so I think he'll do everything possible to make sure that he's ready to play on Sunday night and gives his best performance. This might be his last performance, so I can relate to that. When you know that your career is coming to an end, you want to do the very best that you can do, and I think that's no different for Ben Roethlisberger. I think you'll see him play at a high level on Sunday night and try to inspire his team to a victory.
So one of the things we've been talking a lot about with him, Deron, is the fact that this year, because he's not very mobile anymore and because his offensive line isn't great, he just gets rid of the ball, like, immediately. I mean, he takes a snap and he's letting it go. Can the Chiefs still find a way to pressure him? How do you combat that part of his game and the way that the Steelers play right now?
Well, you got to take away what they want to do. If it's quick passing, you're going to have to get those defensive backs up in their face real quickly and not give him the ability to throw quick passes. That's how you deal with that. You don't want them playing off, and then all of a sudden he's just hitting, you know, quick 10-yard outs or 5-yard outs and letting him get into a rhythm. You're going to have to disrupt that. So you're going to be playing some man-to-man coverage and getting up in their face and challenging those receivers to allow the opportunity for that pass rush to get there, and that's what you're going to have to do. But first and foremost, you're going to have to stop the run. You know, Pittsburgh's going to try to run the game. They got to try to shorten, you know, Patrick Mahomes' opportunities that he has the ball. Their defense is a little bit beaten up, so, you know, ways to shorten the game is to run the football, and I think that's what you'll try to see them do, is control the tempo of the game by running the ball.
So, Deron, we played some comments a little bit earlier from Steve Spagnuolo when he was questioned about the poor tackling we've seen from the Chiefs the past couple of weeks. Nate has been on an absolute tirade now for 5 days about the tackling that he's seen. How do you explain it? And can they flip the switch and get back to the way they were playing in that 8-game winning streak?
Yeah, I was talking with Bill Moss the other day about that, you know, being able to flip the switch, you know, and it all starts with tackling. I mean, tackling is what is the foundation of your defense. And if you're not tackling right, you know, your defense is going to have problems. And this team over the last two games has not tackled well. Let's face it. I mean, let's call it for what it is. It's just been atrocious. It's been very, very poor. So, they've got to do a better job. And tackling's a mindset. I've always said that throughout the years. People ask me, well, is it hard to tackle? No, tackling's a mindset. You either want to get it done or you don't. And this football team has to be committed to making tackling a mindset on Sunday night, and they're going to have to come out and show people that, you know, they're going to make those plays that they need to make. They're going to tackle. They're going to be physical. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be good for the defense.
So you're saying that I haven't, it's not inappropriate that I've been bringing that up this week?
No, I don't think. I mean, the last two games are a terrible sign of, you know, what we saw early in the year, why the defense was playing so poorly. And then they corrected it towards the middle of the season when they went on that, I think it was an 8-game winning streak, 7 or 8-game winning streak. They were tackling very well. And then the last two weekends, it's just been, you know, back to, it seems like what happened early in the year where they weren't tackling, they're taking poor angles to the ball. You know, when a running back breaks something, you know, a 60-yard run and doesn't get touched, you know, that's not good when you're not in your run lanes and you can prevent them or you at least hitting them. So we've got to do a much better job of understanding the angles, you know, playing situational football, understanding where the team is going to hurt you, and just doing a better job with that. It starts with tackling first. There's no question about it. And unless this team, you know, improves in that area, it's going to be a long night for the defense. They've got to improve that one area first.
And so how do you explain it? Because Spagnuolo was asked if it had anything to do with, you know, the Chiefs wrapping up the division and already having that secured, but they still had the number one seed to play for. But
right,
like how do you explain it? I mean, there was one that stuck out in my mind was on one of Drew Locke's touchdown runs.
Oh
where
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It looked like people were getting out of his way, so he'd get in the end zone. And so, how do you explain it, Daron?
I can't explain that one because I was saying, you know, when I saw that during the game, I'm going like, what is going on now? Here's a quarterback. You don't get many opportunities to hit the quarterback. When you get an opportunity, he's a runner at that point. You got to lay him out. I mean, that's got to be your mentality. If he's going to run, then he's going to pay a price. And I didn't see that. I mean, any quarterback that ran against our defense, they were going to pay a price, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's just what you did, especially now when you don't have those opportunities to hit him. When you do get an opportunity, you better lay the wood on him and let him know that, okay, if you're going to do that again, then you better expect the same thing again. I just don't understand that, why you just let him, you know, go untouched. That's not good. But, you know, we have an opportunity Sunday night to correct all that. I mean, if they come out and they play with a mentality that they're going to be physical and they're going to tackle and get the ball carrier down, one of the things on defense, the one thing you have to do always, and these coaches used to preach it all the time, limit the game. Limit the game. And what that means is make the play. Make the tackle. Don't just throw your shoulder in there. Come in, wrap them up, get them to the ground. And if you got to hold on, hold down, hold on until the help gets there. But that's the kind of commitment you got to make if you're going to be a good tackling team and be a good defense.
So the one difference, a big difference with Ben Roethlisberger than some of the quarterbacks the Chiefs have had to face is, I mean, like, you know, there is no threat for him to beat you with his legs. How much does that help a defense when you don't have to worry about that? You don't have to worry about him, you know, getting outside the pocket and hurting you, or like what Drew Lock did, you know, if the defense opens up, picking up 10 or 15 yards. Because there's so many quarterbacks now in the NFL, including Patrick Mahomes, that if everything breaks down, he can still hurt you with his legs. At this point in his career, you take that off the table for Roethlisberger. That is a big deal that the Chiefs don't have to worry about on Sunday night.
Yeah, but you still got to have discipline. You can take that off, but you got to have discipline. He can scramble enough to get out of the pocket to throw the ball. So he's not a scramble to run quarterback. He's a scramble to throw. So you still have to maintain coverage on your receivers because, you know, his arm is strong enough. He can get it past you down the field and come up with big plays. So you have to be mindful of that as well. You know, you don't have to worry about him running necessarily, but he's a scramble to throw quarterback, so you still have to have discipline in the secondary to stay on your men and not give him an opportunity to get an easy play down the field.
Daron, I got to tell you, man, when you start talking about the quarterback needs to pay a price, that I can hear the intensity
That's
in your
right.
voice. I want you to go talk to the whole team. you're fired up for the playoffs, right? Like this is.
Oh yeah.
Tell me about the intensity that the team is going through right now, getting ready for this game.
Well, this is a whole different. I mean, like I said, the playoffs are a different animal because you know you're one and done if you don't win. I mean, so there's that added pressure right there. You know, this team. I think is experienced enough. And they have credible leaders on this football team to understand the position that they're in and the opportunity that they have. You know, they take one game at a time, focus on this game, do your job, play the best that you can play because you never know what's going to happen. You know you're going to be at home this week. You know if you win, you're going to be at home the next week. So you still have many, many opportunities to – you know, to be in a good position to go to the Super Bowl. But you got to take care of business this week. This is the only week that matters. The Pittsburgh Steelers is the only team that matters right now. and that's where all your focus and your thought process, your game planning, everything, you have to take it up to a different level right now. This is what the playoffs are all about, is taking it to a different level, and hopefully this team is able to take it to that next level.
What's the score going to be on Sunday night, Duran?
I would say the score is probably going to be, man, it's going to be cold on Sunday night. Woo, man. I would say it'd be 28-14.
So Jake has been going back and forth. It's a 12.5-point spread. I'm just going to tell you, Nate.
Jake from State Farm?
That's exactly right.
You know, you're my khakis,
Jake
Ron.
Will need State Farm if
you
he doesn't win.
You get the same rate as everybody else, Ron. Don't
Jake,
even ask.
Nate, didn't you pick?
I thought I was going to get a new rate.
Didn't you pick 28-14?
I picked 28-14. That was the official
and
Board Patrol prediction
Stan Weber simulated the game with the board game he created, and it simulated to 28-14. So 28-14, don't you think that Jake should show his support and his confidence in the team and go ahead and bet on the Chiefs to cover? Don't you agree with that?
Well, I know Jake's going to bet.
Right.
The question is just what way is he betting?
Right. I'm thinking 27-17.
Okay, you're close, Jake.
Yeah. You're close. Not enough.
Close doesn't count for my bookie, Duran.
I don't know.
I can't go and say, you know what?
That was close. Duran said I was close.
Yeah, well, you're close to paying me.
Well, we'll see. We're going to find out what he does.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jake. It don't count in pickleball either when you
That's right.
They had to get that way.
Boy.
Break.
Damn.
We need to hear about that. Damn. We've dissected
chasing
that.
You down. That'll never, until you win a championship.
No.
It's going to haunt you.
Better buy a more expensive paddle.
Right. Duran, hopefully we have a good performance from the Chiefs that we talk to you next week about, because you know how it goes. If you talk to us before a playoff win, we got to keep you going until you take a seat to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you guys every week. And, tell my buddy Tim Grunhardt, I said I'm glad he's feeling better. I heard about that. I was on vacation and didn't know that he had fell down, but I'm glad he's doing better. I heard him last night a little bit.
Well, good. We'll tell him that. We're going to talk to him next. We'll tell him that you hope he's okay. And you know what? Stay inside, Timmy. No more falling down from him, all right?
Especially in this bad weather this weekend.
Thanks, Duran. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
It's Chiefs Hall of Famer, Duran Cherry, who is unbelievably fired up for the playoffs. I wish he was here. He could have hit Nate Katie.
Oof.
He was ready to go. We'll talk to
Smack
Tim Grunhardt
right in the mouth
after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.